Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's I Got a Woman by Ray Charles. On this day in 1952, Atlantic Records bought Ray Charles' contract from Swing Time Records. On this day in history, welcome to September the 1st. This is Labor Day. But before we take you back to August 30th, the day before yesterday's day in history, because some interesting things happened there, we're going to remember Robert Tanner Friedman, who was born in 1846, but on this day became the first African-American to graduate from Harvard University Dental School and the first black professional dentist in the United States of America. This happened only 4 years after the end of the Civil War in 1867. And on this day also came out the book The Old Man and the Sea in 1952 by Ernest Hemingway. It's an incredible book, one of my favorite books of all time. I encourage people to read it and just check that out. On this day in 1800, on August the 30th, Gabriel, known in our history books as Gabriel Prosser, was going to lead a revolution, to free the slaves of Virginia. And he was a literate man, a blacksmith, who was enslaved and used to go back and forth between the city and the plantation where he was hired out. And he planned with freedmen and with other slaves to form this huge rebellion. And 32% of the state at that point were slaves, and also had a very large black freed population. So this kind of really panicked the slave owners in that period. And he was turned in by other enslaved people and refused to back down and ran. They caught him outside of Norfolk. He refused to cooperate with authorities and was hung along with others. But on this day, August the 30th, was the day that he planned to open his rebellion for freedom in Virginia. Also on this day of August the 30th, in 1861, John Fremont, who was known for founding California and being the great Western explorer, was also the first Republican candidate for President of the United States. And though born in the South, he was a Republican and an abolitionist. On this day in August 30th, 1861, John Fremont was in charge of Missouri and ordered all the enslaved people of the state of Missouri freed. President Abraham Lincoln rescinded that order because he wanted to keep the border states inside the Union and would not let him do it. John Fremont refused to listen to President Lincoln, sent his wife to argue the case with President Lincoln, who called her a master politician, but refused, and then removed Fremont from his post. But Fremont was adamant that he was going to free the slaves in Missouri. Became a huge cause celeb in this country when that happened at the beginning of the Civil War. On this day, in August 30th, John Fremont attempted to free all the slaves in the state of Missouri. Interesting now juxtaposition, thinking of Ferguson, Missouri, and all things going on there, the same place that Dred Scott took place. Well, folks, we'll leave it there. That's our day in history for September the 1st and August the 30th. You can find the rest of this day in history by going to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On our way to break, we're hearing Atomic Dog by Blondie. On this day in 1977, Blondie signed their first major record contract with Priceless Records.